You have to be nominated for the show. So who nominated you?
My cousin is the one who nominated me for Worst Cooks in America. I had no idea they even had a show like this. So when I received the phone call at work and I was like, huh? You're calling me for what? And who nominated me? So,
and why did your cousin nominate you? What did you subject your cousin to?
Clearly, my cousin thinks I'm the worst cook in America. I didn't really pay attention to her not eating my food or trying my foods. But then when I got the phone call, I was like, she really does not eat my food.
All right. So she nominated you for the show. They called. Then what did you have to go through to get onto the show?
Oh, my goodness.
Did you have to cook for them?
I had to cook for them. I had no idea what to cook. Like I said, I can barely boil an egg. I was like, okay, what can I cook but still bring my culture into it because I'm Haitian? I called it curlapia stew. In my culture, we like to use a lot of seasonings. So one of the seasonings that my mom uses is curry. In addition to the seasonings, I used tilapia, and then I also used rice. And then I kind of mixed it all together to make a stew. I didn't think it was that bad, but clearly it was that bad that it got me on the show.
I want to hear what it's like working under Ann Burrell and Bobby Flay. These are two very major celebrity chefs on the Food Network. So what's it like meeting them? And then what's it like learning from them?
So they were so different. Both of them have two different personalities, but it was such an honor meeting both of them. I immediately clicked with Ann first. Learning from them was amazing. You have two professional chefs teaching you how to cook. So I was like, I was taking it all in and soaking in all the experience. So it was definitely an experience that I'm glad that I'm able to say I had.
Do you feel a little more confident in your cooking now?
I do feel more confident in my cooking.
What are some skills that you'd say that you learned that you couldn't do before that maybe you could do now?
Being on the show really helped me be able to actually pick out seasonings that will complement the food that I'm making. Everything else you got to watch and see.